Namaste, my name is Rui Simra, I'm International Meditation Master. Today I want to speak about quotes from Sigmund Freud. And really awesome. Unexpressed emotions will never die. Again, unexpressed emotions will never die. They are buried alive and will come forth later in uglier ways. Before you diagnose yourself with depression or low self-esteem, first make sure that you are not, in fact, just surrounded by as... I don't want to see and say more. Look with which people you are surrounded, okay? For instance, I cannot be together with conservative people, no? And they cannot be together with me. I think out of the box, and so all the time they're aggregated and angry on me and so on. So I just go out of the situation. It doesn't fit to me. So I don't think good about them, and they don't think good of me. Okay, for what we need a war. Go out of the situation, and then the problem is solved. When the people not fitting to you, for instance, for me, conservative people, never. Most people do not really want freedom, because freedom involves responsibility, and most people are frightened of responsibility. You see this special with husbands, no? They're just like dogs. They're doing what their spouse are saying to them. That at least they can sleep one time every year with their spouse, and then they spend all the money for that. Okay. Just like dogs. One day, in retrospect, the years of struggle will strike you as the most beautiful. Okay, this was the same with the French. When you struggle, then you live more in the here and now. And the old wounds are already healed. So this is a very intense time, and then you can solve something and so on. And the same is with the love story. Okay. We are never so defenseless against suffering as when we love. Yeah, you love somebody, you were vulnerable, and you say yes to your suffering, no? Because it's self-made, no? Ego-made. Out of your vulnerabilities will come your strength. The people think they would be very smart if they would be all the time cool. And then they are just an incarnation of a computer, of a robot, and cannot enjoy their life. This never will work out in no relationship. Then they just function like a robot. And if I show that you have hurt me, you never will hurt me so easily again. And if I don't show that, you go over my barrier again and again until I'm very, very angry. Why I should not show it directly that you have hurt me? Does it make sense? The only person with whom you have to compare yourself is that you in the past. That makes sense, no? And the only person better you should be, this is who you are now. Okay. In small matters, trust the mind. In the large ones, the heart. In any case, every salesperson knows that the unconsciousness is always, that always, there is sometimes not so, the deciding factor for every cell. The subconsciousness. If mostly you come inside of a shop and want to buy something, your subconsciousness has decided already what to buy. And as I've learned also this in psychology. No? So, okay. We choose not randomly each other. We meet only those who already exist in our subconsciousness. Regardless what, we want all the time the same people around us, and so we choose unconsciously that we are surrounded with the same people, with same habits and so on. For sure they are a little bit different and so on, because we can deal with them much easier. Who lacks sex speaks about sex. All the old people, the priests who condemn sex, blah, 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 they want sex. Hungry talks about foods. Okay. A person who has no money talks about money. And our oligarchs and bankers talk about morality because they don't have any morality. Makes sense or not? Being entirely honest with oneself is a good exercise. Be it. History is just new people making old mistakes. Yes, yes, yes. All the time the same mistake. I never have seen that the people have learned something from the past. Never. And for sure not in the last 20, 30 years in the politics. They make exactly the same mistakes. Not learn one ounce. Nothing. Okay. And stupid people choose stupid politicians. And 95% of the population cannot think. This is why we have this politics right now. Devastating. We are on the verge on World War III. Through the NATO and USA. Okay. Thank you that I could speak about this, and bye.